WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There is less than 3 weeks for victims of May's severe storms to apply for federal assistance.
Anybody that hasn't already applied for assistance that was impacted by this weather event, whether you think you qualify or not, go to Bryan High School, to the Blue Campus, and visit with them.
Bryan City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says work continues to have a town hall meeting that includes FEMA representatives. The latest numbers from FEMA indicate 157 storm victims in Brazos County have received $751,000 from storms that took place almost 2 months ago. More BB gun vandalism has happened in College Station. Police took reports from the owners of 7 vehicles whose windows were shot out Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. All of the vehicles were parked at the Zone Apartments off Holloman Drive. Anyone with surveillance video or any other information is asked to contact College Station Police. For the second time in 3 months, a College Station woman is in the Brazos County Jail. College Station Police arrested 44-year-old Kimberly Calhoun yesterday on a charge of aggravated assault with a weapon. Calhoun's roommate says she threatened her with a 6-inch piece of a broken mirror at their home. No one was injured. According to online court records, Calhoun was arrested in April and is awaiting trial on a charge of assault causing bodily injury against a family member. CSPD says the victim was not the same person involved in yesterday's incident. A former guard at the Women's Federal Prison Camp in Bryan has been sentenced for having sex with 2 inmates. 45-year-old James Graves, who admitted to the contact in May, was ordered to serve 21 months, followed by 10 years with supervised release. Graves will also register as a sex offender as the result of the contact with the inmates 2 years ago. Local law enforcement continues to look for 2 men who ran away from a traffic stop near Milliken Wednesday morning. But more is known about what led to the DPS stop and the trouble facing the driver.
According to the arrest report, the trooper, who is a motor vehicle theft investigator, said he was driving 50 miles an hour when a pickup merging from FM 2154 to Highway 6 would not pass him. So the trooper slowed down to 40. The truck passed, and the tag on the trailer being pulled by the truck was registered to Leon County. During the traffic stop, the driver said the trailer that was loaded with equipment belonged to his uncle in Bryan. After the trooper confirmed the trailer and equipment were taken from the Leon County Precinct 3 shop on Highway 79, the driver was arrested. 34-year-old Kenneth Deshaun Gordon of Houston is accused of the theft and possession of methamphetamine. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station school board members are now talking about this week's decisions to finalize the sale and purchase of land to build new schools. That's after a lawsuit was dropped by a developer who wanted the district property at Holloman and Deacon. After that, school board vice president and local attorney Jeff Harris said neither he or his law firm represented the winning bidder in this transaction.
The Ellison firm, which is my law firm, and the attorneys there never did represent DWS Development or David Scamardo in any way in relation to this land transaction.
Harris did participate Tuesday night when the board went into executive session, explaining as an attorney he was uniquely situated to serve as a go-between between the board and its attorney regarding the lawsuit. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate. Rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at Normandy. normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm weather continues through the weekend and beyond as high pressure remains stationary over the Gulf Coast, Texas, and Florida. Sunshine today, fair weather clouds through the afternoon, hot and humid, 95 to 100. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunshine for tomorrow with highs of 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny on Sunday to start, and then we'll have partial sun through the afternoon, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in again with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Also, the Brazos Valley Bombers extend their streak to 17, and Governor Greg Abbott has something to say about the Big 12's expansion. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Really?
Yep.
He wants to weigh in on that.
He's got him and Dan Patrick have an opinion.
Well,
so.
Dan Patrick the sports guy or Dan Patrick the other guy? Okay, that's fine.
Well, he was a radio host.
Nice.
So.
Football is law in this state.
Yeah,
Scott.
I know.
Football is law.
We gotta get them involved so they can be popular or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the burglar who broke into the Ormond Brewing Company in Ormond Beach, Florida, pretty serious. Security cameras caught the images of him. He's wearing a pistol on his belt.
Yee.
Able to break into the safe and the cash register. Unfortunately, contained less than $30. Man, I don't know how they're doing.
That's always a disappointment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a disappointment also because he accidentally left his Glock 9mm at the scene, and that's worth $500.
So. Womp, womp.
I was going to say, I think he lost money on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Aside from that, it was just the perfect crime.
I love those safes that have, like, pictures and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Information.
Or like Al Capone's safe that had nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even better.
The stuff you can't replace.
You know it. Yeah.
You can already tell it's going to be a great Friday with a story like that.
And he didn't take any beer with him?
That's what I was
right? Saying. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
They do there.
At least have a party.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:13. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Woo-hoo!
We don't have to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Day 204. Got 162 of them to go. It's Rat Catchers Day.
I'm sorry?
Rat Catchers Day.
Oh, Rat Catchers.
Yeah.
Okay.
An informal holiday that commemorates the legend of the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
I didn't know he had a holiday.
Yeah, well, apparently, the myth, of course, is that he got rid of the rats, and then they didn't pay him, so he took the kids. I mean,
which is kind of
creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit odd. Okay. It's a hammock day.
Oh, that's, I love a good hammock.
Hammocks are okay.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Find a good hammock, quiet place in the shade, that'll work.
I want to set one up on my balcony in my apartment. I wonder if they'd let me.
Well, yeah, but... You know,
it's one of those things. Ask for forgiveness later.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it's better in the country still, but
under the old tree. That's right.
Anyone you can get.
That's better than a tire swing. All right. And also we got casual pie day.
Casual pie.
Pie. That's like P.I. Not like because.
Ooh.
See, it's pie approximation day.
OK.
July the 22nd is pie approximation day because it's casually pie. 3.14 is the real one, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But when you consider that you take the, if you take pi it denotes the relationship between a circle's circumference and its diameter, and it is denoted by the fraction 22 over 7. So that's
722.
Why. Got it. All right.
Rough start today, guys. Rough start.
Doing math. All right, we got birthdays.
We got lots of
all
birthdays.
Right, here we go.
You might have to like postpone Sean because we got so many birthdays
cool.
here.
All right.
Selena Gomez, 24 today.
Stud.
AJ Cook is 38 from Criminal Minds.
Oh, yeah.
Savage Garden guitar player Daniel Jones is 43 today. Reese Iffens is 49.
You're kidding.
That guy, you know, he's a character actor, but you kind of need a specific character for that guy.
Okay.
You need a British guy who, you know, might be a bad guy, but with a heart of gold.
Okay.
That kind of a guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's him. Tim Brown is 50, Oakland Raiders wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Shawn Michaels from the WWE, the Heartbreak Kid himself, is 51 today.
Mm-hmm.
David Spade is 52.
Ha ha.
Incredible. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
John Leguizamo is also 52 today.
Yeah.
R&B singer Keith Sweat, 55. Willem Dafoe, 61 today. He is a weird guy, weird looking guy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Albert Brooks is 69. They call him a comedic genius. I call him funny.
Yeah. He's Super Dave Osborne's brother.
That's right.
Yeah,
definitely. Don Henley is 69 from the Eagles.
He's from somewhere up in northeast Texas, some little town up there.
Huh. Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, that's why he lives in Dallas, so it's close to his home.
All right. Yeah. Danny Glover, 70 today.
Mm.
And you thought he was too old for this stuff before.
Yeah.
Rick Davies from Supertramp is 72.
Uh-huh.
George Clinton of P-Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Is 75.
Oh, wow.
Alex Trebek is 76.
Oh, sorry. Wow. That's not right.
But it is.
It is right.
He's 76 today.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Terrence Stamp is 78. That was Siegfried from the Get Smart movie.
Sure.
And also, of course, Neil before Zod. He was General Zod himself, and Bob Dole, 93.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right. And also, happy birthday, Cleveland.
Wow, really?
Today, yeah.
Cleveland's birthday today.
We'll do a joke. All right, anyway, Saturday it'll finally be hot enough for you day. We could have been celebrating that for a long, long time.
Yeah.
It's National Hot Dog Day. It's also Vanilla Ice Cream Day.
Mm.
So go for those. And birthdays of?
Birthdays of Danielle Bradbury is 20. She actually recorded a song at the studio I used to work for in Houston.
Oh,
pretty
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe is 27.
Harry Potter.
That's right. Michelle Williams, one of the lesser-known Destiny's Child ladies, is 36
mm-hmm.
today, or I'm Saturday, rather. Monica Lewinsky, 43.
Okay.
I wonder how she's liking this presidential election.
Yeah.
Probably pretty good, because it's putting her back in the spotlight. So,
yep.
Nomar Garcia-Parra is 43.
Yep.
That's the they call him the only player in Major League Baseball history with the last name Garcia-Parra.
Let's be true.
Congrats.
Pretty good. Good for him. Marlon Wayans is 44 on Saturday. Allison Krauss, 45.
Mm-hmm.
She did a lot of the music for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
She's a good singer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Gary Payton is 48. That's the glove from the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Slash is 51. His real name is Saul Hudson.
Yeah,
most
Slash
people
is
know
probably
that.
Better.
Eric LaSalle is 54 from ER.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson, 55.
Oh, Woody.
Yeah.
True detective.
Definitely.
See
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Great. Just see that. Yeah.
Good stuff. Martin Gore from Depeche Mode, 55. Edie McClurg is 65. She was on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Sure.
Let's see. Larry Mantinelli is 69. That was Tom Selleck's buddy.
He was
Rick.
A sidekick.
Yeah.
And did he ever do anything else after Magnum P.I.?
All
that's
I know.
A long
that's
time
all,
ago.
All I've ever seen him in.
Yeah.
Don Imus.
Lives in Brenham.
Yeah.
Wow,
76
cool.
today. And Ronnie Cox is 78.
Oh.
That's Captain Andrew Bogomil from Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Oh, yeah.
And
course.
Also, of course, from Deliverance.
Sure. Tony Joe White had a song called Poke Salad Annie. Way back in the day. Yeah, he's 69 years old. And Stephanie March, she's a blonde lady on Law & Order SVU.
Oh.
She's 42 years old. And happy birthday tomorrow to Diet Coke.
All right.
1982 they rolled that out. Happy birthday also tomorrow to Cliff's Notes. Started in 1953. And tomorrow is the anniversary, 1,240 years ago, the first Olympic Games being held in Athens. 776 BC. There was only one event. It was a 200-yard foot race called the Stade.
Huh.
Hmm. And I tell you that because that's how they got the word stadium.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Sunday, it's Parents Day. Sunday, it's Tell an Old Joke Day. Sunday, it's Drive Through Day. All that to tell you that Sunday is also Tequila Day.
Woo-hoo!
So celebrate any of those two you want. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays. Sunday must be Beautiful People's Birthdays Day because, let's see, we got Emily Bett Rickards is 25. She plays Felicity on Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Bindi Irwin is 18. Let's see, Mara Wilson is 29. She was the little girl from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, Matilda.
Yeah, and Matilda, yeah, definitely. She's kind of out of the spotlight now. She quit acting. And she
in Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah. She did some really good movies back in the day.
She did, and then she quit, and she's totally fine with it.
Probably doesn't need to
New York University and she's fine. Elizabeth Moss is 34. She was Peggy on Mad Men. Anna Paquin, 34, also from True Blood and a number of other things. She was a Rogue, of course, in the X-Men movies. Summer Glau is a kind of a nerd icon, very very beautiful girl. She is 35. She was in the Sarah Connor Chronicles. She was the Terminator. Let's see. Rose Byrne is 37. She was from Kristen Wiig's nemesis in Bridesmaids, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And lots of other good stuff. Tori Wilson from the WWE is 41. Jennifer Lopez, 47. Rick Fox is also 47. He was a L.A. Laker, of course. Mm-hmm. Kadeem Hardison from A Different World, the guy with the flip-up glasses. Remember that?
Okay.
Dwayne Wayne?
Sure.
He's 51. Barry Bonds, 52 on Sunday. Oh. Karl Malone, 53 from the Utah Jazz. Pam Tillis is 59 on Sunday. She's, Mel Tillis' daughter.
Yes, he is.
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman herself, 65.
Wow.
Michael Richards, 67.
Kramer.
Yeah.
Ah.
Robert Hayes, Ted Stryker from Airplane.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
69.
I remember him.
I've got to concentrate. Concentrate.
Yeah,
don't call me Shirley.
Yeah.
Gallagher is 70.
Oh, my.
Wow. Gallagher's 70?
Yeah.
Incredible. Chris Sarandon, 74. That's Prince Humperdinck in The Princess Bride.
Of course.
Ruth Buzz is 80 from Laugh-In.
Buzzy, sorry.
That's
okay.
Is 80 from Laugh-In. And John Aniston, 83. That's Jennifer Aniston's dad. He's also on Days of Our Lives.
All right, there you are. Cool. That is a ton. 622.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Mainstream media malpractice has become a staple of this election cycle. And all these liberal hosts, so-called journalists, they go into a complete meltdown mode over Melania Trump's, quote, Speechgate fiasco. Newsbusters points out that from Tuesday through Wednesday morning, CBS, NBC, ABC, get this, they spent an entire 59 minutes and 25 seconds over Melania's speech drop. Now, back in 2008, when a similar flap happened to Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama, well, those same networks generated much less coverage, barely one-fourth of what they have churned out this week. Wouldn't it be nice if they were as concerned about Hillary's mishandling of classified information than they are about so-called plagiarizing allegations about two sentences?
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation. do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-720-9313. That's 1-800-720-9313. 1-800-720-9313.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Lawyers for Donald Trump will be in court today to try to get a lawsuit tossed out that alleges he defrauded customers who attended his now-defunct Trump University. The lawyers, who will appear in federal court in San Diego, say the lawsuit lacks merit. The case is before U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who has been a target of Trump's repeated scorn. The wait is over for Pokemon Go fans in Japan. Users began tweeting it was available this morning, and the Pokemon company and the developer of the augmented reality game, U.S.-based Niantic Incorporated, confirmed its launch shortly after. Pokemon Go is expected to be a huge hit in Japan, the country of the character's birth. Betsy Bloomingdale, the widow of a department store heir who hobnobbed with the world's elite and was best friends with former First Lady Nancy Reagan, has died at the age of 93. A socialite and philanthropist, she was renowned for her high fashion style. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. About 99 for a high day. Heat index around 104. Winds will be out of the south at about 5 miles an hour, so not much breeze today. 77 is our low tonight. We're going to continue with that. We do have a slight chance of showers at 20 or 30% on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So could pop up, could get a little bit of relief. Other than that, the low temperatures will be in the upper 70s and highs will be right around 100. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 390% relative humidity. Fair skies at 77.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
As a dog owner, you'd like to think that your dog loves you and wants to please you. But that's not really what your dog's thinking about at all. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family.
Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Millions of us have a pet dog, and yet...
What I find as a dog trainer of 24 years and counting is that to a dog owner, they do not understand how the dog thinks and how he's programmed by nature to act and react.
Dog trainer Camilla Gray Nelson, author of the book Lipstick and the Leash, says every dog is pretty much thinking the same thing.
What a dog wants to know most of all is who's in charge here. And instead of thinking, how can I please you, what a dog is really doing is trying to figure out, how can I avoid displeasing my boss and my leader? Slightly different, but profoundly different.
If you have trouble getting your dog to obey, Camilla says that's because the dog does not see you as the leader.
The way to tell your dog you're in charge is nothing more complicated than setting boundaries, reining in your dog's freedom. And it's miraculous, the change in your dog's behavior.
So, for example, if your dog misbehaves when you're not around or can't supervise,
you must confine the dog to a space where he's not tempted by things, and that's sometimes crating the dog, sometimes putting them in a small room, sometimes an outdoor dog run. When you can't supervise, you need to confine safely somehow.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf, the musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. August 10th is the deadline for victims of May storms that have been declared federal disaster areas to apply for assistance. Bryan City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says FEMA still has an office at Bryan High School's Blue Campus.
Visit with them, because not only is FEMA there, but SBA is there. They're there to help, and you may qualify for some help that you don't even know you're qualified for. So if you were impacted by this weather event, please go see them.
FEMA's latest numbers from May flooding in Brazos, Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties show 585 storm victims have received $2.5 million. Strada says still in the works is a Bryan Town Hall meeting that will include FEMA representatives. Earlier this week, she said there was a big meeting to review what can be done to improve the city's drainage system. The search continues for two men who ran from a DPS traffic stop Wednesday morning near Milliken while the driver was arrested for stealing a trailer loaded with equipment that's owned by Leon County.
According to the DPS arrest report, 34-year-old Kenneth Deshaun Gordon of Houston was driving a pickup pulling a trailer, getting on Highway 6 from FM 2154, and would not pass a trooper going 50 miles an hour. When the trooper slowed to 40, the truck went around. And then the officer, a DPS motor vehicle theft investigator, learned the tag on the trailer belonged to Leon County. He suspected the trailer and equipment were stolen. After stopping the truck, Gordon told the trooper he did not have a driver's license and the trailer and equipment belonged to his uncle in Bryan. A check with the Leon County Sheriff's Office revealed the theft from the Precinct 3 shop on Highway 79 of the single-axle trailer containing welding equipment, power washers, a compressor, and miscellaneous tools. The total value is more than $8,000. Gordon was arrested for theft and possession of methamphetamine. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the second time in as many weeks, windows have been shot out of vehicles in College Station. Sometime Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning, seven vehicles were hit in the parking lot of the Zone Apartments off Holloman Drive. Anyone with surveillance video or any other information is asked to contact College Station Police. Last week, 60 vehicles were hit in the Barracks, Shenandoah, and Sun Meadows subdivisions. A fight between two female roommates yesterday afternoon led to a call to College Station police. One of the roommates at the home on Bridal Court, located off Longmire between Graham and Eagle, 44-year-old Kimberly Calhoun, is accused of threatening the other with a 6-inch piece of a broken glass mirror. The other roommate, who ran out of the house to call police, was not injured. According to online court records, Calhoun is awaiting trial on an arrest in April on a charge of assault causing bodily injury against a family member. CSPD says the victim was not the same person involved in yesterday's incident. 2 months ago, a former guard at the federal women's prison in Bryan admitted to sexual contact with two inmates 2 years ago. Thursday, 45-year-old James Graves received his punishment. A federal judge in Houston sentenced Graves to 21 months in prison, followed by 10 years of supervised release. Graves was also ordered to register as a sex offender. In another Houston federal courtroom, the judge orders mediation in the wrongful death lawsuit filed by the mother of Sandra Bland. Just over a year ago, Bland died in the Waller County Jail 3 days after being arrested in Prairie View. Bland's mother filed the civil lawsuit against the former DPS trooper who arrested her and others involved in Bland's detention. If mediation doesn't work, a trial will start in January. Now that a lawsuit against the College Station School Board has been withdrawn, board members are talking about what happened at this week's meeting that finalizes the sale and purchase of land for future school construction. Board Vice President Jeff Harris, who is a partner in the law firm that is employed by the winning bidder, abstained from Tuesday's vote in all discussion about the land sale. But Harris did participate in a 60-minute executive session held before the vote.
As an attorney on the board, I am somewhat uniquely situated to serve as a go-between between the board and its attorneys. So that's why I participated. But again, I abstained from all discussions related to the evaluation of the various bidders or anything related to the actual decision.
This week's board votes reaffirms action taken last month to sell land at Holloman and Deacon next to Collegiate Housing to buy land at Holloman and Rock Prairie located in a development of single-family homes. The days are numbered for Texas-based retailer Hastings. The Amarillo Globe News reports two financial consulting companies are liquidating its remaining stores, including 36 in Texas and one in Bryan, by October 31st. Hastings, based in Amarillo, filed for bankruptcy 5 weeks ago. The company will give remaining employees 7 days' notice of store closings, and according to the company website, they stopped honoring gift cards and returns last week. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
You're invited to Messina Hop Winery's 39th Annual Harvest Festival. Celebrate the season with a fun-filled, unique experience including grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 30th with events happening all August long. Visit messinahop.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. Join them for a grape time at Messina Hop's Harvest Festival.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway. Between University and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and a whole bunch more. Here's weather that you already know.
High pressure remains stretched out from the state of Florida all the way back into central Texas. That means more sunshine for today. Some fair weather clouds will develop by mid-morning and continue to persist into the afternoon. 95 to 100 today. Clear to partly cloudy weather develops overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, some afternoon cloudiness, hot, 95 to 100. More sunshine with afternoon clouds on Sunday, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor will have your Aggie football report again. Also, the Brazos Valley Bombers beat the Victoria Generals to make their win streak 17. And J.J. Watt's back surgery. I'll have the details on his condition coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, my sole and exclusive mission is to go to work for our country. To go to work for you. It's time to deliver a victory for the American people. We don't win anymore, but we are going to start winning again.
There you go.
I want to work for you by turning all the work over to Mike Pence.
That's right.
I want to turn the volume down on your voice.
Donald Trump last night, I guess, giving folks some of what they wanted to hear. There's not any doubt about that. Of course, the Democrats say he painted a dark and dire picture of U.S. America.
Well, maybe that's accurate.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Every action I take, I will ask myself, does this make better for young Americans in Baltimore, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Ferguson, who have really, in every way, folks, the same right to live out their dreams as any other child in America.
Hey, there you go. I mean, there's nothing wrong with painting a dark picture if there's a dark problem out there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, there certainly are. And I kind of like the idea. Well, for instance, here, he actually says that Islamic terrorist thing that the president won't say.
In Orlando, Florida, 49 wonderful Americans were savagely murdered by an Islamic terrorist. This time, the terrorist targeted LGBTQ community. No good. And we're going to stop it.
No good.
No good. That's it. And of course, then he's going to make us all rich.
I have made billions of dollars in business making deals. Now I'm going to make our country rich again.
Yeah. So there.
That's all you got to tell people, right?
So we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens. And you know, he had lots of other stuff to say. And
yeah, 75 minutes worth of things to say.
Ran a little long, I think.
Longest speech, I think they said, since at least 1972.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, Yeah, Bill Clinton, I think, who went on for 3 days. Not when he was president, he was governor of Alabama, Arkansas. Yeah. He wouldn't stop. But anyway,
I was going to say, you mean Bill Clinton went on for 8 years?
Yeah, really. So he's supposed to do 40 minutes. So he did 70.
Almost double.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
did he do it from a teleprompter? I heard.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
okay.
I think he did.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I didn't watch it.
I didn't either.
I
heard great things about Ivanka's introduction.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Another good Trump kiddo performance.
Yeah, I heard everything she did was good last night.
Apparently, she had a fan blowing in her hair.
Oh,
okay. Oh wow.
Yeah, a little dramatic effect.
Got the model look going on.
But no,
on.
A lot of people said that she was very, very well composed and did a really nice job. And then he came on and kind of started that shrilling and that shrieking.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
most
like
people,
he does.
Yeah, there were a lot of tweets kind of saying, wait, she opened for this act?
Her quote that I've got here said, as president, my father will change the labor laws that were put in place at a time when women were not a significant portion of the workforce. At my father's company, there are more female than male executives. Women are paid equally for the work that we do. And when a woman becomes a mom, she's supported and not shut out. Now, then she says, as a mother myself, I know how hard it is to work while raising a family.
That's the only thing that where it becomes difficult listening to his kids speak is they grew up as billionaires.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been literally handed everything they've ever wanted.
We can't relate to them.
No, exactly.
But
so,
if, in fact, he has more women executives than men executives, then that speaks pretty well for
right.
him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's,
right.
And that's okay. All right, over on the Democrat side, gosh, I don't know. Tim Kaine is probably going to be the vice presidential nominee.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy does not sound like a Democrat. He does not. And he's got experience in the Senate, foreign relations, and military affairs. Spoke to a group of Hispanics in their native language. He is he's a pretty good Spanish speaker, so that might help him. So we'll see what happens there. And the NBA is pulling their all-star weekend from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, I've got that coming up in sports.
Yeah, and the governor's not budging on it. I mean, he says these are elitists, and it could cost the state $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the LGBT and bathroom thing, and he just says locker rooms and showers should be segregated, shouldn't have the other sex in there. And so we'll see how all that plays out, but today that's kind of in the headlines, too. And I think that's about it as far as politics. Next week, it's the Democrats' turn in Philadelphia.
So nobody plagiarized any speeches or anything last night?
No.
I haven't heard anything.
I made a point about that or whatever the day that it happened.
Yeah.
But I actually went and saw a post by Mike Rowe on Facebook, and it was fantastically worded about how, you know, people are making this big stink about Melania Trump's speech being plagiarized from Michelle Obama's.
Right.
But Michelle Obama had somebody write her speech. You know, Melania Trump had somebody write her speech,
sure,
which might have used some words from Michelle Obama's speech.
Right.
But Michelle Obama had somebody write her speech.
Good point.
Everybody has people writing each other's speeches. It's not like it's not plagiarize.
That was not her original thought.
Exactly.
Right. Her point of view was put together by somebody else. And if she did copy that. Anyway, that should be water under the bridge. I think we've discussed that one really enough.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see. All right, 6:48.
What's all of this?
Most of my important documents, you know, client information, legal forms, documents, they never leave my site.
Well, have you heard of Embassy Records Management and Storage? They offer shredding and storage services.
Go on.
Embassy has a state-of-the-art system that enables you to store, track, and retrieve your items from your computer. Plus, they're local, so you'll get your files within 24 hours.
So I can store them, track them, and retrieve them whenever I want?
Exactly.
I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to embassyrms.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Variegated ground covers can be very colorful in a landscape thing and add a lot of special appeal. However, if you're in a part of Texas where alkaline soils often leave plants yellowed from iron deficiency, variegated plants may not have as much appeal as they would in a rainforest setting. Now, shrubs that have big gold spots on their leaves may look like they, too, need to have some iron. There are several variegated ground covers that actually do present a chance to introduce yellows and whites where you might otherwise be thinking only of green. I have a list of some of the best of the variegated ground covers right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. neilsperry.com. We're going to start with variegated liriopes. When we talk about variegated ground covers, the most common of this group is the old favorite called silvery sunproof. However, many will attest that it actually is neither silvery nor sunproof. Its leaves are closer to a creamy white with medium green banding, and it does best in well-prepared and moist garden soils with afternoon shade. A narrow-leaf selection called Silver Dragon boasts much whiter blades. However, variegation often brings with it a reduced growth rate, and that's true with Silver Dragon. Use it where you want a small ground cover bed in shade or part shade, morning sun only, and where you want the most striking of color contrasts. Variegated Asian jasmine. There actually are several bronze leaf variations to our most popular Texas ground cover, some of them fairly new, but the white variegated form has been around for decades. It looks like standard Asian jasmine. It grows at almost the same pace, but it's marbled with creamy white variegation. Positioned against low evergreens, it's a stunning plant. I have it in our landscape, and I've loved it for about 20 or 25 years. Variegated English ivies can be beautiful. Nurseries sell dozens of selections. Often they're in the houseplant and hanging basket area, and many of them will grow outdoors, although they are a little more tender than regular English ivy, so give them some protection, certainly from the sun and also from the cold weather. Variegated Vinca Major. There was a time when this plant and its green parent were the most common shade ground covers in Texas. However, that was 60 years ago, and now they've been replaced by other types. All of the trailing vincas have issues with leaf rollers late each summer. The plants become stemmy and ragged. They must be trimmed and reshaped. However, nothing is any more attractive in spring than a bed of luxuriant vinca ground cover with a purple pinwheel-like flowers. And the variegated form is very pretty. Variegated ajugas are lovely, like Burgundy Glow or Silver Beauty, with its yellow variegation against green leaves. These are slow-growing ground covers. Use them in moderation. Use them in small spaces. And finally, Domino aspidistra. Cast iron plant is the common name of this tall ground cover. It gets about 2 feet tall, leaves that are 4 inches wide. Domino is a variegated, freckled, speckled type. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. Texas A&M football starts September 3rd. It's right around the corner. And right now we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report.
Well, just 2 weeks and some change until Aggie football reports for fall camp. One of the players reporting, of course, will be graduate transfer quarterback Trevor Knight, who comes to Texas A&M after 3 seasons at Oklahoma.
My transfer process has been pretty unique. It's been a leap of faith in a lot of ways, but looking back on it, it's been perfect. And, you know, I did get to step in, and the culture of A&M, and specifically the team, wrapped their arms around me and let me know that I was part of the family, and I got to become a leader of the team pretty quickly, which was very unique. But going through 15 spring practices, I feel like we got better and better each day, and we've kind of solidified some things. You know, we've got to go throughout the summer with me kind of being the guy and work on timing and things like that. So I think moving forward, it's definitely going to prove to be a positive thing this upcoming season.
Knight played in 14 games for the Sooners, throwing for 3,424 yards and 25 touchdowns to go along with 19 interceptions. Of course, the highlight of his career came at the 2014 Sugar Bowl when he passed for 348 yards and 4 touchdowns and a 45-31 win over Alabama. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Texas Collegiate Baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers scored runs in the 8th and 9th innings to keep the win streak alive as they swept the Generals 4-3 on Thursday. Their win streak is now 17 games in a row. After Brazos Valley went down a run in the top half of the 8th, Garrett McCain stepped up to the plate and was hit by a pitch and then would steal second base. Anthony Herrera, who had an RBI triple in the bottom of the 3rd, scored McCain with a run-scoring single to tie the game. Herrera was 2-for-3 on the night with 2 RBIs and a run scored. Herrera shined on the mound as well for the Bombers as he pitched a scoreless top of the 9th to keep the tie intact. In the bottom of the 9th, Hunter Wilson got the rally started when he was plunked by Victoria. Spencer Hemphill and Ivan Estrella would take free passes to load the bases. Logan Bottrell followed with a single in front of the left fielder for the win. It was the second win of the year for Herrera. McGregor Hines started the game for Brazos Valley and went 6 innings, giving up 1 run and striking out 5. The Bombers get 2 days off before heading to Plano to take on the Texas Marshals for a 2-game series. The next home game will be July 26th against the Woodland Strikers. In Major League Baseball, the Astros and the Rangers had the night off, but both of them return to action as the Rangers take on the Royals in Kansas City tonight at 7:15. Pre-game's at 6:30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, at Minute Maid Park, the Astros take on the Angels at 7:10 p.m. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is demanding that the University of Houston be included in any expansion of the Big 12 Conference. In a message posted on social media, Abbott said, quote, "Big 12 expansion is a non-starter unless it includes University of Houston." Former Houston radio talk show host and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick also messaged, quote, "I join with Greg Abbott. Any Big 12 expansion must include U of H or no deal." Also in Houston, a person familiar with J.J. Watt's condition said the Houston Texans' star defensive end had back surgery and will begin training camp on the physically unable to perform list. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the team hasn't confirmed the surgery. Also in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars worked out polarizing defensive end Greg Hardy on Thursday. A team spokesman confirmed the workout but did not indicate whether the Jags planned on signing the former Dallas and Carolina standout. Hardy had a disappointing season in Dallas, one that started with a 4-game suspension related to his domestic violence case in North Carolina. Meanwhile, the NBA says it'll announce shortly the new location of next season's All-Star Game. The NBA pulled the game out of Charlotte because of its objections to a North Carolina law that limits anti-discrimination protections for lesbian, gay, and transgender people. In London, it's beginning to look like Russia will be forced to sit out next month's Summer Olympics in Rio. The Russians lost their appeal of the ban against their track and field athletes over doping allegations. A ruling by the International Olympic Committee over the entire Russian delegation's Olympic eligibility is expected shortly. And heading out to the links, Dustin Johnson made a 10-foot eagle putt on the par 5 18th hole for a 6-under-66 and a share of the Canadian Open first-round lead with Luke List. List birdied all 4 par 5s in a round he closed with 7 pars. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview, 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer.
Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates on select Kubota hay tools. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
It's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Oh, you know, same deal, 99 or so, heat index around 104. We'll be doing that through Tuesday and next week. Slight chance of showers over the weekend, 20 or 30%. It's